You do the prayer? Okay.
Om Abhyayam to Mamangani Vatranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranamastva Anirakaraname Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishad Sudharmaste Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's go back to the story with a little Sanskrit. So starting with part three, the first verse. Okay. So, Brahma Hadevebhyo Vijagnye. Repeat. Brahma Adevebhyo Vijaye. Tasyaha Brahmano Vijaye.
Tasyaha Brahmano Vijaye.
I meant to break the Sindhi. In fact, it's Brahma Adevebhyo Vijaye. Then Tasyaha Brahmanaha Vijaye Devaha Amahiyante. Let's just translate it. It says, Brahmaha, as the story goes, once upon a time, ha has different meanings, but here, once Brahma, devebhyaha vijagnye, he won vijagnye, Brahma won a victory, devebhyaha, for the devas. In other words, the victory really belonged to Brahma. He won that victory for the sake of the devas, because there was a huge war between the devas and the asuras, and really because of Bhagavan's grace. And here we say Brahman, it's Brahman really as Ishwara. It's Brahman as the Sat-Chit, right? The Sat-Chit, that's the reality, the being of all of the devas, the asuras, and the whole creation. And then Ishwara as all of the different capacities and the karmapalas, all of the activity that goes on and all the shaktis that go on, that are there in the world. So all of the things that the devas needed to win that victory were Ishwara, were from Ishwara. And also karmapala for all of their punyas, also that was from Ishwara. So Ishwara, Brahman gives the Sat-Chit, conscious being, the very self, and then Ishwara gives all of the capacity, right? So really it amounts to, when we talk about this, it amounts to recognizing that really the only being here we want to be complete is Ishwara. And the knowledge is, I am Ishwara. And so, but if I say, I am Ishwara, I'm including Mithya. I'm including this, the what is Mithya, this whole Maya creation that has only one self, one Adhishtana, which makes this Maya creation Mithya. But my knowledge, because that's the Jiva that is getting knowledge, is gaining knowledge, I'm including this creation in the existence of this creation as Mithya, is included in my knowledge. It's just not a knowledge of non-dual Brahman, because I'm not body, mind, sense organs, is not non-dual Brahman. And so the reality, the nature of this body, mind, sense organs has to be understood. And so this body, mind, sense organs is understood as part and parcel of Ishwara. It's like a cell in Ishwara's body. So this is an expression of Ishwara within Ishwara. Okay? And the nature of this Ishwara is Mithya, which means that it is a manifestation really of Brahman through Maya. And Maya itself is Mithya. And so what is actually here is Brahman. But if we're talking from the standpoint of within the creation or activities going on in the creation, then we're talking about Ishwara. Okay, so here when it says Brahman, it was Brahman who won a victory for the devas, Devebhyah. Dusvijegna, these are a lot of perfect tenses that we're looking at. It's called lit. Okay. Then it says, tasyaha brahmanaha vijaye, in the victory of that Brahman, tasya, of that one, of that Brahman, indeed, here ha is just indeed, emphasis, in the victory of that Brahman, devaha amahiyante. The devas themselves, the devas were, how does Swamiji say, something like highly worshipped, you know, lavishly worshipped and praised. But listen to what it says. In Brahman's victory, right, in Brahman's victory, these devas were highly rewarded, highly lavishly praised. That's because no one can see Brahman, right? Nobody can see Brahman. Nobody sees the creation also as Ishvara. It's Brahman with the Maya Upadhi, that is Ishvara. And all of the devas are, they're exalted jivas, but they're really cells in the body of Ishvara. They're not separate from Ishvara at all. They are Ishvara, just like each one of us. We're really only Ishvara. You know, it's a part to the whole, but there's nothing about any part of me, that me in terms of its body, mind, sense organs, that is not operational because of Ishvara. The Namarupa is Ishvara. All of the laws are Ishvara. My place in the scheme of things is Ishvara. So in fact, what is actually here is Ishvara, and everything that comes our way should be received as prasada, because what is actually here is Ishvara. And everything I should do as a like a worship, you know, as an arpana, as a puja. The way that I receive things, I receive as prasad. The way I do things is I'm doing them to Bhagawan. The way I treat you or you or you is this is how I'm treating Ishvara. Okay? And so there really is no independent jiva separate from Bhagawan. And yet Bhagawan, as Brahman, is not an object of knowledge. And Ishvara can be easily forgotten because of our ahankara. You know, I have done this, you know. So that's why we have so many pujas and so many prayers, and you know, every day you should be doing a puja. For every meal you should be chanting, all invoking your place in the scheme of things, your place in reverence to Ishvara. It's really invoking Bhagawan or invoking Brahman as the very self of Ishvara. In order to remember, you know, in order to lighten up the ahankara. Right? So those prayers and pujas are very important in that way, and they're really part of the tradition. You can have pujas and prayers in many different ways, but they have to be there in the sense of invoking Bhagawan and recognizing your body, mind, sense organs, your karma, your prarabdha. Everything that takes place is really because of Ishvara. Your very being is an expression. Your very being is an expression of Brahman. Is a part and parcel of Ishvara. So the devas are just rejoicing like anything in Brahman's victory, okay? So then it says, let's repeat after me, at breaking the sandhi, te aikshanta,
te aikshanta,
asmakam eva ayam vijayaha, asmakam eva ayam vijayaha.
Vijaya.
I have vijaya. It should be Vijaya, Vijayaha, because Vijayo becomes Vijayaha, that O changes to the Sarga. So Vijayaha, then Asmakam Eva Ayam Mahima Iti. Asmakam Eva Ayam Mahima Iti. It says, Tad Hi Esham, Tad Hi Esham. Let me just explain that for a minute, just a little sunny. This is one of those sundays where the letter ha goes to the fourth letter of a class of mutes, for those who know the Sanskrit or the Sprishta, the Sparsha letters. So tad, so it would go like this. It's like a triple sundi. So tad dai sham becomes tet hi a sham. Tad. Oh, I have a typo. Yeah, typo. Sorry. It should be Ted Dyesham. Tad Dhyaisham, which would be Tad Hi Esham. But never mind if you don't know Sanskrit, it doesn't matter, but for Sanskrit students, this is kind of exciting to come across these. Okay. So Tad Hi Esham Vijagnyao. So are you going to repeat? Tad Hi Esham Vijagnyao. Tebhyaha
Ha
Pradur Babhuva. Tat na Vijanata Kim idam Yaksham Iti. So te, so te aikshanta, te aikshanta means these devas, this is what they were thinking. Te aikshanta, they thought, what did they think? Asmakam eva ayam vijayaha, vijayaha. This indeed is our victory. Vijaya means victory. Asmakam means our. Ayam, ayam vijaya, vijayaha. This ayam, this victory, eva, indeed belongs to us. This is our victory. And that's why we're celebrating. And that's why everybody's praising us. This is our victory. And so then he says, also then they say, this is what they're thinking anyway, asmakam eva ayam mahima iti. And this is our greatness, mahima. This is our greatness. So they think this. This is indeed our greatness, our glory. Glory or greatness or vibhuti. This is our the wonder. This is our vibhuti. This is our glory. Iti. This is what so thinking this is what they're thinking. And then it says Ted he that Ted means Brahman, that Brahman, that one who's Brahman, so Brahman, he means indeed Esham Vijagnyao. Brahman understood them. It's really what it really says, Brahman knew about them, Esham. But what did he know about them? He knew about what they were thinking and what their problems were. He was very clear. He understood them very well. Okay, so that's the idea. So he had a good understanding of them. And so then what? So what did he do? Here, there, these are the exalted jivas. They have a preponderance of sattva buddhi. And so they're very, very subtle. As Swamiji once said, this sattva buddhi, for them, like Ramana the Maharshi, he had a sattva buddhi. When the knowledge was being unfolded for him, he only needed to hear it once, really, because there were no obstructions. So these exalted devas who really take this birth because this form because of a great amount of punya, are exalted beings, and they have tremendous sattva. They're exalted with their sattva. What that means is that they're not contaminated much by rajas and tamas. Okay, and so then when this knowledge takes place, they see it. They can see it. So here, what he says, so now Brahman, Ishwara, decides to do something for their sake to help them out of this ajnanam that they're suffering from. So he says, tebhyaha ha pradur babhuva. He, then Brahman as Ishwara, he manifested, he became manifest for them. Pradur babhuva says, he became manifest for them. He actually became manifest as a yaksha, but this first part, for them, he took a form, like an avatar. He took a form. He manifested himself. Brahman manifested himself for these devas. And then what happened? Tanna vyajanata kimidam yaksham. These devas did not recognize, they did not know who that was, tanna. So it says, kimidam, their thinking was, who, we don't know that thing there. What is that? What is that yaksha? Where it says, kimidam yaksham. What is that yaksham? What is that celestial being? What is that? We don't know. We don't know that. What is that that we're seeing there? That was, as I said earlier, that was odd for them, because Indra himself was the king of all of the devas and all of the different classes of devas also. And so he would expect to know that. They would all expect to recognize whoever is there. But this one, they had no idea. They'd never seen such a form as that particular yaksha. So they said, we don't know. We don't know who that is. What is that yaksha? A yaksha is a type of celestial being that is, puja means worshipful, and it draws your attention into it. So we don't know. Who is that, they say. So then, sitting there in that not unknowing, what are they going to do about it, about that? So repeat after me. Te agnim.
Te agnim.
Abruvan.
Abruvan.
Jataveda.
Jataveda.
Etat vijanihi.
Etat vijanihi.
Kimidam yaksham.
Kimidam yaksham.
Iti.
Iti.
Tata.
Tata.
Iti.
Iti.
So that's what they say. So the devas, they agnim abruvan. They said to Agni. So te agnim abruvan. They said to Agni, hey Jataveda. Jataveda is a name for Agni. And Jataveda means, it has a couple of meanings. One of the meanings is the one who gives all wealth. He makes you rich. He gives so much wealth. Another meaning is the one, I don't quite remember that meaning. It's in the Sanskrit. It's the, he blesses those that are born. Everyone that is born, somehow he gives something to them. I have to look it up. I forgot now. But there's those two meanings. The most common one is the one who's the giver of great wealth. Okay, so here if you say, they said to Agni, hey Jataveda, etat vijanihi. We don't know this. We don't know who this is. Kim, he says, we don't know this. Kim idam yaksham. We don't know this. What is this yaksham? Kim idam yaksham. What is this yaksha? We don't know it. What is it? What is this yaksha? Kim idam. Kim is what? Idam yaksham. What is this yaksha? he says, may you find vijanihi. He says, vijanihi, may you find out, may you learn who this yaksha is. Vijanihi, I said that wrong. Vijanihi, may you learn, may you know, may you go find out is the idea. May you go find out who this yaksha is, what this yaksha is. And then Agni says, tata iti, let it be so, iti, quotes, let it be so. He goes, okay. So now he's gone. So now repeat after me. Tad abhyadravat.
Tad abhyadravat.
Tam abhyavadat.
Tam abhyavadat.
Kaha asi.
Kaha asi.
Kaha asi iti.
Kaha asi iti.
Agnihi vai.
Agnihi vai.
That va is a sandhi. The word is vai, and then it's a complex two-part sandhi. But it's va is vai. So agnihi vai.
Agnihi vai.
Aham asmi iti.
Aham asmi iti.
Abravit.
Abravit.
Jataveda.
Jataveda.
Vai.
Vai.
Aham asmi iti.
Aham asmi iti.
So Agni agreed to go and find out who the yaksha was. So now it says, Tad abhyadravat. Having approached that yaksha, so he approached that yaksha, Tad abhyadravat, and then approaching the yaksha, then Tam abhyavadat. He says, the yaksha says, abhyavadat means says to him, to Agni, Kaha asi iti, who are you? You know, so he's going approaching. And the yaksha spots him and says, who are you? Before Agni can say, who are you? Yeah. He's going there to say, who are you? What are you? We've never seen you before. What are you? What are you, O celestial one? What are you? But he doesn't get a chance because as as he's approaching that yaksha, the yaksha says, "Who are you?" And then the problem, therefore, for Agni is, everyone should certainly know who I am, because I am Agni. You know, I'm an important person. I'm a person, a very important devata, and how could you not know who I am? So what he says is, "Aham asmi." So you see, "Aham asmi iti abravit." He said, "Abravit." He said, "Agnihi vai." Agnihi vai means indeed. You know, I am indeed Agni. Agnihi vai. He says, "Aham asmi iti abravit." So he said. He said, "I am indeed Agni." And then he says, "Jataveda vai aham asmi." I am Jataveda. I am Jataveda. You know? Don't you know? I am Jataveda. And so he makes himself known that, let's see if I get everything. Aham asmi iti. Okay. Aham asmi iti abravit. Goes back. Agnihi vai aham asmi. Iti abravit. He said, I am Agni, who is well known. I am that well known Agni. I am the very well known. You know, Jataveda. That's who I am. I am the very well known Jataveda. And then the yaksha answers him. So he says, next verse 5, Tasmin tuyi. Kim viryam iti?
Kim viryam iti?
Api idam sarvam?
Api idam sarvam?
Deheyam?
Deheyam?
Yadidam?
Yadidam?
Prithivyam iti?
Prithivyam iti?
So now the yaksha says, Kim viryam? Viryam means strength or capacity or shakti. So, what is the capacity or the strength in you who are, as you say, Tasmin, who you are, as you just described yourself, as Jataveda, as Agni? Or what is your viryam? What is the capacity that is there in you who are this Agni? That's her question, or his question. And so Agni responds, he says, Api, and here Api means in the appropriate circumstances when it's called for. So Api, when it is appropriate, when it's called for, he says, Idam sarvam, all of this, yadidam prithivyam, which is there on the earth, dahayam. I can burn, I will burn. Whenever it's called for, whenever the circumstance is appropriate, I can burn everything that is here on the earth to be burnt. So that is my viryam. Okay? I can burn the whole thing. Okay. So now the yaksha takes that in, and okay, you're very powerful as the Lord of the Fire. You can burn the whole creation at will just by your vritti. That's all that is needed. You can set the whole, everything on fire. You can do that. I understand. So then she says, or he says, Tasmai trinam.
Tasmai trinam.
Nidadau.
Nidadau.
Etad.
Etad.
Daha iti.
Daha iti.
Tad upapreyaya.
Tad upapreyaya.
Sarva javena.
Sarva javena.
Tatna shashaka.
Tatna shashaka.
Dagdum.
Dagdum.
Saha.
Saha.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Eva.
Eva.
Nivavritte.
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 Na etad ashakam.
Na etad ashakam.
Vignatum.
Vignatum.
Yet etad.
Yet etad.
Yaksham iti.
Yaksham iti.
So the first thing she does before saying anything is Tasmai trinam nidadau. She places a trina. Trina is a blade of grass. She places a trina, a blade of grass. She places it down in front of him. Tasmai means for him, to him. She takes this blade of grass and she places it down in front of him, as though giving him a gift, right? She's giving him this blade of grass. She puts it down right in front for him. Okay. Now that she's done that, she put the blade of grass right down there in front of him. Then she says, etat daha. May you please burn that. Daha is imperative. Please burn that. Daha means burn. May you burn. Imperative. Tat daha. May you burn that blade of grass. Iti. And so this is where it's such an inappropriate request for somebody as magnanimous and as powerful as Agni, who can burn down the whole planet. And what she says is, I see, well, please burn this blade of grass for me then, you know. And I'm sure that Agni, at least in Swamiji's renditions, Agni is a little on the offended side, but then he's so beautiful, the yaksha. I think the yaksha is male, actually, but he's so compelling, you know, that he says, okay. So what he does is what it says is, tad upaprayaya. He approaches that. He goes toward what? That blade of grass. So now, here he comes, you know, Agni, with all powerful fire. Here he comes, approaching it. Approaching Ted is that blade of grass, or approaching it, Sarva Javena, with all of his might, with all of his power, he goes after, you know, this blade of grass, with all of his strength. And then Tatna Shashaka Dugdum. Tat means that blade of grass, Neshashaka, he was not able, Dugdum, to burn it. He was not able to burn that blade of grass. Swamiji, of course, really goes with, he has so many stories around this type of thing. He burns with all of the different colors of his flames. He's got red flames and blue flames and orange flames and clear flames and yellow flames, and he's trying with all of this, and then it's not working, and so finally he just plops himself right down on top of it, sits there trying to at least bake it. But nothing happens. Not anything. Nothing at all happens. So then what happens? Saha, he, Agni, tataha, from that place, eva nivavritte. From that place, he retreats. He just pulls away and heads back home and quietly and goes home. Very quietly. He just leaves. Then it says, and then now he has to come back to the devas. And so he says, he comes back to them, and this is what he has to say. Na etad ashakam vignatum. Na ashakam means, I was not able, vignatum, to know. I was not able to know etad this. What? Yed tad yaksham. I was not able to know, to find out who that deva was. I was not able to find that out. And he just keeps quiet. So now we have to send another deva. So since Agni was unsuccessful, then now the devas are going to ask Vayu. So you say after me. Atta Vayum Abravin Abravan Vayu.
Vayu.
Etad. There's a sandhi. See that vayav, vayave, vayavetad. It's vayo. O becomes of. So vayo etad vijanihi.
Etad vijanihi.
Kim etad?
Kim etad?
Yaksham iti.
Yaksham iti.
Tata iti.
Tata iti.
So then, after Agni returned unsuccessfully, so atta means after, then vayum abruvan. The devas say to Vayu, abruvan means said, the devas said to Vayu, he says, Vayu, hey Vayu, etad vijanihi, you go and find this out. You go and find this out. What is this yaksha? Kim etad yaksham. What is this yaksha? You go now. You find this out. He says, tata iti. Let it be so. I will go.
Yeah.
Tata. Let it be. So now he's going to go. So the next word, next line, verse 8. Ted abhyadravat.
Ted abhyadravat.
Ted abhyadravat.
Ted abhyadravat.
Tam abhyavadat.
Tam abhyavadat.
Kosi iti.
Kosi iti.
Vayurvai.
Vayurvai.
Ahamasmi.
Ahamasmi.
Iti abravit.
Iti abravit.
Matarishwa vai.
Matarishwa vai.
Aham asmi iti.
Aham asmi iti.
So, tad abhyadravat. He goes toward, he approaches the yaksha. Tad is that yaksha. Tad is that. Abhyadravat, he approaches that yaksha. And then tam abhyavadat, the yaksha says to him, ko kaha asi, this is the same as the previous, kaha asi. Kaha asi means, who are you? Who are you? And he says, vayuhu, vayuhu, vai ahamasmi, iti abravit. He abravit, he said, I am indeed vayu. Vayu means the wind. I am the wind devata. So I am the wind. So aham asmi, I am vayuhu, I am the wind. So this is what he said. And then he says also, matarishwa vai aham asmi, I am matarishwa. Matarishwa is the one who travels, who goes through space, anywhere he wants, totally unobstructed. So like Agni had another name, Jataveda. Vayu also has another name, which is a name that praises him. Mm-hmm. I am Vayu, the wind, the devata of all of the wind, and I am Matarishwa. I can go in space wherever I want to, totally unobstructed. So they call me Matarishwa. So ahamasmi, I am Matarishwa. Matarishwan is the substantive. Matarishwa is the nominative singular. So Matarishwa, ahamasmi, I am Matarishwa. So now he's announced himself, told who he is. And then the yaksha says, Tasmin Twayi Kim Viryam Iti. Then
Api Idam
Sarvam Adadiya Yadidam Prativyam Iti. So the yaksha says to him, Tasmin Twayi, in you who are this one that you say you are. So in you who are this, Kim Viryam, what is that capacity in you? You know, what is it that you can do? Is the idea, what can you do? What is your strength? What is your shakti? And so he answers. He says, Api, in the appropriate situation, just like Agni said, Api, in the proper circumstance, Idam Sarvam, all of this, Yadidam Prativyam, which is there on the earth, anything that is here on the earth, and he says, Adadiya, I can lift it up and carry it away. I can take it out into outer space. You know, I can anything that exists on the earth, I can rip it out from the roots, you know, and I can take it away. I can blow it away wherever I want it to go. So that's his capacity. And so the yaksha says to him, repeat, Tasmai Tranam.
Tasmai Tranam.
Nidadau.
Nidadau.
Eted Adatswa.
Eted Adatswa.
Iti.
Iti.
Ted Upaprayaya.
Ted Upaprayaya.
Sarvajavena.
Sarvajavena.
Tatna Shashaka.
Tatna Shashaka.
Adatum.
Adatum.
Satataha Eva Nivavritte.
Satataha Eva Nivavritte.
Nivavritte. It's actually Saha Tataha Eva Nivavritte.
Saha Tataha Eva Nivavritte.
Naetad Ashakam.
Naetad Ashakam.
Vignatum.
Vignatum.
Yad etad yaksham iti.
Yad etad yaksham iti.
Iti. Yaksham iti.
Yaksham iti.
So now the deva, the yaksha says, not says, but the yaksha, first thing she does, he does is, tasmai tranam nitadau. He takes that same blade of grass and it places it down It's kind of like a gift right in front of Vayu. Okay. And then says, he says to him, Eted Adatswa, may you carry this away, this blade of grass. Let me see you do it. Let me see you take this away, carry it away. Iti. So she asks, go ahead. He asks, may you take this away. So now Vayu, Ted Upaprayaya, he approaches that, he goes toward that blade with all Sarvajavena, with all of his force, with all of his strength, he goes toward the blade of grass. Tatna Shashashaka Adatum. It says Shashaka Tatna Shashaka, then Adatum. Shashaka means he was not able, Adatum, to carry that off. To carry what off? Tut, that blade of grass. Na, see it goes, na shashaka adatum. He was not able, na shashaka adatum, to take that tut, that grass away. He was not able to do it. So what did he do? Saha tataha eva nivavritte. He quietly retreated and went back home. Then what does he tell the others? He says, "Na eted ashakam vignatum, yed eted yaksham." I was not able to find out who that yaksha was. I was not able to find it out who the yaksha was. He became quiet. Since Ramaji would say that, then Vayu and Agni kind of glanced over at each other, both knowing there's something they don't want to talk about. Okay, so now there's only Indra left. But apparently there's other devas there, but these are the top three, the most powerful ones. So the one left is Indra. And Indra is actually the king of the devas. He is the most powerful and the leader. So repeat after me. Atta Indram.
Atta Indram.
Abruvan.
Abruvan.
Magavan.
Magavan.
Etad vijanihi.
Etad vijanihi.
Kim etad yakshamiti.
Kim etad yakshamiti.
Tata iti.
Tata iti.
Ted abhyadravat.
Ted abhyadravat.
Tasmat tirodade.
Tasmat tirodade.
So then, now, after that, now that Vayu has come back, then, following, then Indram Abruvan, the deva said to Indra, Indram Abruvan, hey Magavan. Magavan is the one who is worthy of worship. So Indra is the top, he's like the king. So hey Magavan, O one who's worthy of worship. Na etad vijanihi, may you learn, may you find out tad that. May you find out who that is, Kim Etad Yaksham. May you learn who that is, who that Yaksha is, Iti. And then Indra says, Tata. So be it, I will. Iti just puts it in quotes, Tata. I will do that. I'll see. Let it be so. So then he starts on his way. So Tad Abhyadravat, he moves now toward the Yaksha. So here he's going. He has the Yaksha. Imagine the Yaksha quite a ways. And so now he's moving toward the Yaksha. And then what happens? Tasmat tirodade. The yaksha fades away. Disappears on him. So as he's coming, the yaksha goes away. Not nowhere to be seen. So then what happens? So he says, Saha tasmin.
Saha tasmin.
Iva akashe.
Iva akashe.
Shtriyam.
Shtriyam.
Ajagama.
Ajagama.
Bahu Shobamanam.
Bahu Shobamanam.
Umam.
Umam.
Hemavatim.
Hemavatim.
Tam Hovacha.
Tam Hovacha.
Kim Etad Yaksham Iti.
Kim Etad Yaksham Iti.
Okay, so he, Tasmin Eva Akashe, he just remains, tishtati. It's not in there, this is just very terse. He, in that space. So just imagine, that's all it really says. He in that space alone. What it means, Testament is in that, Eva indeed or alone, Akashe. So he in that space alone. Means he remains. He just stands there in this space. The yaksha is not there. Nothing is there. He just humbly stands there waiting. Okay. Then what happens? Shriyam Ajagama. So, Shriyam Ajagama, it means, there's a lot left out here, so let me just fill it in. What it literally says right here is, he approaches Shriyam, a woman. Shriyam Ajagama. And so what is left out is, as he's waiting there, and then this is all filled in by that commentary. Okay. So as he's waiting there quietly, a woman appears, a female form appears, and that Shriyam means a woman. So this woman who has appeared, who is Bahu Shobamanam, who is self effulgent, is effulgent, bright, shining. Bahu means much, and then Shobana means shining. It also means beautiful. So shining with beauty and effulgence. You can take it like that. And who is that? It is Uma. Uma is really, you can say, the embodiment here in this story of knowledge of Brahmavidya. So she's like a guru. She's the Brahmavidya, the embodiment. So Uma appears as the body, the self-effulgent embodiment of Brahmavidya. And what else about her does it say? She's also Haimavatin. She's the daughter of Himavan. Himavan is the devata of the Himalayas. It also means she is of a shining golden color. But Uma is the kind of the daughter of the Himalaya, the god of the Himalayas devata, Himavan. And so there she is. So she has appeared. And her name is, she is Uma, and they recognize her. This is Uma. She is self-shining. She is the daughter of Himavan. So now she appears, and now that she's appeared, Ajagama, he approaches her. Right? So he approaches this woman, Uma, who has appeared. And Tam Ha Uvacha, he says to her, Kim Etad Yakshamiti. Who is that Yaksha? Who is the yaksha, you know, that is now not here? Who is that yaksha, you know? Ready? Okay. We're getting there. Okay. Sa Brahma iti hovacha.
Sa Brahma iti hovacha.
Brahmanaha va.
Brahmanaha va.
Etad vijaye.
Etad vijaye.
Mahiyatvam iti.
Mahiyatvam iti.
Tataha,
tataha,
ha eva, vidanchakara,
brahma iti.
Okay, so she says sa, feminine she. She's she uvacha, ha uvacha. She says brahma iti. That yaksha that you saw, that has now disappeared, that is Brahman. That yaksha is Brahman. Actually, how this is translated, uvacha means she said, but how it's interpreted in the Bhasha, she revealed to Indra, means she taught Indra, that yaksha is Brahman. So as the one who is Brahma Vidya, she revealed the nature, the swarupa, the nature of that yaksha to be Brahman. That's when you put in all of the rest. She revealed that to be Brahman. And then she says that then, She reminds Indra. She says, Brahmanaha vai etad vijaye mahiyadvam iti. It's like saying, remember when you were so full of glory, when you were so full of glory, when she says, in the victory, in Brahman's victory. Do you remember that? How you were so full of glory and how everybody was worshiping you, and you yourselves all felt that you were exalted beings and so proud of yourself. This is that etad, it goes with the etad. You were so, etad is an indeclinable. Do you remember that, you know, how you were so glorifying yourself and how everybody else was bowing down to you, and you yourself took all of the praise and credit for this extraordinary victory over the asuras. Do you remember that, you know, when in Brahman's victory, how exalted you all felt? That yaksha is that Brahman, right? That Brahman, who you forgot about in terms of Brahman's victory and took it on to yourself. That Brahman is the yaksha. And so this is all just said in one sentence, but the idea is that Uma gave knowledge to Indra. So gave Brahma Vidya to Indra. That's the idea. And reminding him. So so then, having taught Indra, tataha, from that teaching alone, tataha havataha eva, from that teaching alone, vidan jakara Brahma iti, he then knew Brahman. He knew that yaksha to be Brahman. You know. And so there, now we have these two kind of verses of praise. This is where these last two verses, it's where we ended the story last time. So repeat after me. Tasmat vai.
Tasmat vai.
Ete devaha.
Ete devaha.
Atitaram.
Atitaram.
Eva.
Eva.
Anyan devan.
Anyan devan.
Yad agnihi vayuhu indraha.
Yad agnihi vayuhu indraha.
Tehi.
Tehi.
Enat enat nedishtam.
Enat enat nedishtam.
You'll be he enat nedishtam. So nedishtam is a word. It's kind of an unusual word. So enat. A nut, that's a sandhi, a nut becomes a nun nedishtam.
A nun nedishtam.
Pasparsha shuhu.
Pasparsha shuhu.
Tehi a nut.
Tehi a nut.
Pratamaha.
Pratamaha.
Vidan chakara.
Vidan chakara.
Brahmeti.
Brahmeti.
Okay, so now it says, tasmat vai. Therefore, indeed, ete devaha, these devas, and at the little ways down it says, what devas? Agnihi, Vayu, Indra. These devas, Agni, Vayu, and Indra, these three devas, atitaram, are more exalted. This is an adverb. They are more exalted. Eva here means Eva, not a typo. Just Eva is used as emphasis. They are indeed more exalted, Anyan Devan, than all of the other devas. That means there's a group of devas there, because they are more exalted than all of these other devas. And who are the ones that are most exalted? Agni, Vayu, and Indra. So these devas are more exalted than the other devas. Why? Because he enat nedishtam pasparashahu. Comes from sprish, means to touch. The idea here is they are the ones that got closest to that yaksha. They got closest, in the closest vicinity to the yaksha. And so therefore are the enat, and they are thus the first, pratamaha vidan chakara brahmeti. They are therefore the first ones to know Brahman. Now, actually, they're the first ones to know Brahman because, not because Agni and Vayu got to know Brahman, but they did get to approach the yaksha. They got closest to the yaksha, but they didn't get knowledge. But Indra got knowledge. And so when Indra came back, he taught Agni and Vayu. And so now the three of them have knowledge. But then what happens is that all three of them now teach all of the other devas. Okay, that's the idea. So, but they are the most exalted because, and why we say, well, how do you know they taught all the other devas? Because it says they were the first ones to know Brahman, right? Of all the devas, and therefore, you know, they are the more exalted than the other ones because they're the first ones to gain this knowledge. But actually, as it says in this last line, it wasn't Vayu and Agni that gained this knowledge initially. It was Indra. So it says here, last verse,
Tasmat vai.
Indraha Atitaram Eva.
Anyandevan.
Sahi enat.
Nedishtam.
Pasparsha.
Sa enat.
Pratamaha.
Vidanchakara.
Brahma iti. So now Indra is going to be compared to just to Agni and Vayu. So he says, Tasmat, therefore, Vai indeed, Indraha Atitaram Eva is indeed superior to the other devas, Anyan Devan. But he has to be talking here about Vayu and Agni, because the other ones have already been taken care of. So he was the first one to get them. He was to get the knowledge. He himself went very close. He approached the yaksha. The yaksha disappeared. Uma appeared and taught him. Okay, so he therefore was the first. He was the very first to gain this knowledge. And therefore, Indra, out of all the devas, is the most exalted. Right? He's more exalted than all of them. Because Indra is even more exalted than Agni and Vayu. So he's the most exalted of all of them. Under that is Agni and Vayu, because they were the second ones to get it from Indra, and now all the ones below, they're most exalted to all the ones before. What are they really talking about? Is the Guru Sisha Parampara. And that is that the Guru is always revered by the Sisha. And so the first Guru in this story is Indra. And then he gives the knowledge to Agni and Vayu, and then they become the gurus of all of the other devas. And so they are held in high esteem because they're passing on this sampradaya. Congratulations that we have done this. It's kind of a toughest, but we can't leave it out. That's why I told the story yesterday, because it takes a while. But we did it. And now we're not quite done with the story. I'm going to unfold some things about it. But I wanted to take us through the Sanskrit. So thank you for hanging in and doing that. All in terms of.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
We're ready. Okay. Okay.